Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Bosefield. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball four. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Keogh goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ted Bosefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dropo moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Dropo moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dropo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive towards the mound. Bosfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tasby is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. There goes Dropo. The throw from Sullivan and Dropo is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first, with Porto Guerrero covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney strikes out. One out. Arnie Porto Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porto Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Porto Guerrero is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Keogh reaches third base with a triple. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Courtney for a passed ball. Malzone moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Jones now pitching. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to home to get Malzone. Button moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Sadowski now catching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Hansen, who relays the ball to Breeding, who tags Geiger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Runnels moves to third. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to third. Button moves to second. One out. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bose Field is 0-for-3 in the game. Bose Field hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Button moves to third. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Button scores. Bose Field moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bose Field moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Breeding reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Breeding moves to third. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dropeau takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Breeding scores. Brandt scores. Dropeau moves to second. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tasbai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Valmy Thomas now catching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadowski hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to second to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.